I am not a born leader. But by the time I was 13 years old, I had seen it all. Hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, starvation, disease. Haiti never seemed to catch a break. So when the dead started to rise and panic overtook my adopted home of New Orleans, I was ready to rise. My neighbors were scared, but they were also resilient. All they needed was a voice to rally around. And in a moment of pure passion, a moment charged with a desperate drive to make certain we all survived, I took the lead, and they listened. But those first few days were pure chaos. So much loss. And yet, we were able to gain a foothold in the Ninth Ward. We put our collective minds to work, set up a scavenge system that was both safe and fruitful. Word started getting out. If you wanted to survive, go find Mama and her people. But soon, our community had outgrown the capacity of our perimeter. A decision had to be made. Start turning others away, or venture forth and establish a new home that could support every lost soul who found their way to our doorstep. I think you can guess what decision I made. The tower will always stand. Mama